You're the video game guy, and you just recently started playing Madden, the new Madden 08.
Well, yeah. I've been playing Madden for years. I spent a great deal of my life from probably 2001 through 2005 doing nothing but playing Madden. And my wife, who was then my girlfriend, almost left me. And because of it, there was one day I think I was supposed to pick her up from her house. I was maybe like 21, 22. And I was supposed to pick her up, and we were supposed to go to Eureka, the mall, or something like that. And I forgot because I was at my friend's house playing Madden, and we had a franchise. There was me and three and sometimes four of my friends who played the same franchise for years straight. We would upgrade to the new season the day it came out each year, the new, you know, PS2 Madden, and we played the whole deal, and every single game we always made sure to play against each other. We played all our own games every day, you know, either before work, after work. I would drive to one of their houses and pick up the memory card so I could take it back to my house and play. And gosh, I spent so much time doing that. You very carefully make trades. We would have to set aside time every couple of weeks to get at one of our houses and stay there for like 8 hours as we all went through each new season's draft, and then setting all our teams, setting the rosters, the depth charts, signing people, signing rookies, going through the training camps. So involved. I'm a tremendous sports nut, first of all, so it just kind of made it even stronger, I guess, playing Madden. And you kind of learn new things about players you don't always pay close attention to, because you trade for them and you look for them them to be on your team and so forth, and then you start looking for them in real life when you're watching the games. But anyway, you know, so I spent a great deal of time doing that, and there were a few times, like I mentioned, that I
almost sacrificed a real relationship.
Yeah, no, I forgot that I was supposed to pick her up once, and she, like 5 hours later, I heard a car drive up, and my friend looks out the window, he's like, "Dude, Kristen's out there. She looks pissed." And I was like, oh, so I went outside, and I was like, oh, I'm so, oh, what time is it? You know, and like.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, I did it a few times.
You know, they did an MTV True Life where people were addicted to Madden, right. And this guy's girlfriend would just come over and like roll around on the bed and be bored while he would be like sitting there fixated on it.
I thought it was similar, except for I generally did not play in front of her. I respected her enough that I didn't do that. I would go home and play for hours after I hung out with her at night. And then I would take the memory card the next day to, you know, whoever it was to go to. This new season is definitely, I think the absolute best was 2004, 2003. I remember one of the
years. Constantly improving the graphics.
They're improving the graphics. Well, the thing is that it's,
it comes out
it's
every
on a new
year because things change in the NFL.
It's on a new console. This is the third time it's now been on the Xbox 360. One of the times was released right before the actual season, and then they came out with the next one because they just kind of did a poor direct port. The graphics weren't that great in that. In this, the graphics are the new Xbox 360 one. It's incredible. That's the one I played on. The PS3 one has the half the frames per second, 30 instead of 60, and so it's getting lesser reviews just for that matter. It looks gorgeous. The graphics are incredible.
But you don't have an HD TV, so
no. And if I did, it would look even better. I don't have.
Yeah,
all
it would probably
HDMI
be
60, cable, 60,
60 progressive frames or something like that.
It's beautiful. And there was a baseball game that I've been playing the MLB. I think it's the ESPN or the 2K7, I think. And that one is incredible things in that if it's a windy day, mm-hmm. you see people's like clothing ripple, and it just looks incredible.
But does it affect the gameplay? The fact
it does,
that it's
it does.
Wind,
it,
like,
yeah,
means
no,
that
it
the
affects,
pitcher
it affects
will...
the course of the ball. It affects the pitcher's pitching and so forth. The sports games are really becoming detailed. Because the thing is, you know, you're always going to be able to find different things to improve within the game and make them more specific and more statistic-friendly and more... All these different things can be changed and affected by every single thing in the game, because honestly, that's how baseball progresses. They're constantly finding new statistics and things. They're inventing new statistics all the time to find out how good players are at everything they do in baseball. Baseball is the most comprehensive when it comes to this mm-hmm. stuff. There's an entire, I think I might have mentioned this before, an entire society of statisticians called Sabermetrics and the SABR Society. It's the Society for American Baseball. Something, whatever R stands for. And Sabermetrics is like, people get paid to do this now. Bill James is a very famous one. He's been writing books since the late 70s. He invented the most commonly used new statistics, which is called runs created, which incorporates all these incredible things, and you're basically trying to see if a team was built up of nine of the same person that mm-hmm. you're trying to quantify here, how many runs would they create per game? And that's their basic worth. And it's better than, you know, for years everyone's gone by batting average, how many home runs you hit, this and this and this. But there's so many more statistics because batting average has so much to do with luck.
Yeah.
And batting average doesn't always – you can have a good batting average but not a good on-base percentage, which means you don't walk a lot, which means you're striking out a lot. You know, things like that effect, and I'm sure I'm boring everyone to tears. But the Madden, you know, is following the same thing. There's not so many statistics you can come up with in football because it's a team thing, and once a play happens, there's so many people moving around that you can't quantify and keep track of every single person.
There's a lot of variables.
There's 22 people on the field moving at the same time.
It'd be like the whole Einstein thing with the Brownian,
exactly.
Brownian motion, right?
Because with baseball, what you're trying to do with those statistics is get a point where you can predict how good someone will be in a certain park against a certain pitcher on a certain day, a certain time. This and this and this. That's almost what it's heading toward. Football, you can't predict any of that stuff. You can tell basically how good this player is, how good this player is. You have no idea how all the other variables involved are going to affect everyone because the variables in this case are people.
Okay.
And it's not like it's not wind, it's not rain, it's not like today is sunny, so this guy is going to hit the ball a
little
farther.
Do people get injured in the game? Like, is it possible?
Oh, yeah. People get injured. They have been since old Tecmo Bowl games. One of the old famous things you could do is, and you can see funny clips of this on YouTube. One of the old ones. I forget which one it was. But basically, you run until after the play is over, you keep running with your defensive player, and you hit the quarterback. If you hit him the right way, you'll hear a terrible crunch and a snap.
My God.
And then an ambulance drives out on the field, and if you set it up in the right place, the ambulance will run over other players. And you hear them smacking off the ambulance and rolling across the field as this ambulance tears through all the players who didn't think twice about getting out of the way. They're just like, mows them down. The ambulance loads up the injured guy. You can wreck guys' entire seasons. But those games were great. But Madden, it's fantastic. It's I kind of don't see their improvements as anything too great because they're always slight things that make each one slightly better than the last. Last year's wasn't that great for the 360 or any of them. I think they made a few things they thought were improvements that weren't that great and kind of hindrances to it.
They've improved on that now?
They have. They've now fixed those things. They've kept a lot of the features but made them better, and they've created new features that have kind of greatly helped. It's just overall one of my favorite things, you know, to do, and I have to kind of limit how much I do it again, because it's almost like I had kicked heroin and then somebody gave me some free heroin years later.
Here you go.
And I'm like, oh, I'll just take it every once in a while.
Exactly. You know? That's the key.
Yeah, you know, and I'm juggling like three jobs, and I have to work all the time, and I have to keep my wife happy and visit family and do this and do that and run errands and keep my house clean, and it's
you got a full life.
I do. Fuller than I ever thought I would.
But part of it is playing your games and enjoying yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I try to seriously schedule a large chunk of time every day, and it's not always possible to just relax and do the things I want to do, whether it be watching something or playing something, and generally not playing something so often, but reading something that I think leisure time is the most important thing.
I think at least 2 hours on a weekday and then maybe a little more on a weekend.
Hell, I say 8 hours on a weekday and 17 hours
limits
on a weekend.
Yeah.
I don't have weekends, so I don't know. Video games in general, though, and you said you weren't much of a video game guy.
Not since, like, the regular Nintendo.
Okay.
I mean, I loved Mario 3. I think Mario 3 and Zelda were the ultimate games, and everything else now is probably just better graphics and maybe greater complexity, and so but they're building on that core.
You have enough things to fill your time that I think is understandable for you.
I just watch a lot of old TV shows.
You watch a lot of stuff. You watch a lot of TV shows. You watch a lot of anime. You watch movies. You do this and this and this, and you're involved in making films and so forth, and you're, you know.
And I'd like to have a lot more free time than most people.
Sure. But the video games are becoming more and more cinematic, and I think that really ties in everything else here.
Well, did you play that BioShock game yet?
I didn't play that yet.
I've looked at it. I've seen it on an HD TV.
Yeah,
it looks
incredible.
Pretty crazy.
It's incredible.
But,
yeah.
But even then, for me, the thing about these video games is, like, if I can, like, I sat down and started asking questions to the guy that was playing the BioShock game. It was a friend of mine. about like what it can do, and like I would say, well, like, oh, you got a wrench, like that's something you can use to beat people with. I'm like, yeah, and it's like, but the weapons are supposed to be sort of customizable and equipable or something, right? He says, yeah, they are. And I'm like, so can you put the wrench on the flamethrower in the end of it, like a heatable bayonet thing? He's like, no, you can't. I'm like, that sucks. I'm like, if I can come up with like four crazy ideas that aren't super crazy, they're just like more ways to make the game fun, in my opinion. And so I don't know, some kind of FPS, yeah, RPG games combination where you can really flesh out the world and have fun with it, but it's not just hitting A the whole time.
You do kind of have to fit games into certain frameworks, and you can't really, you know, if you go outside them too much, then the Grand Theft Auto games, for instance, when they first started coming out, the Grand Theft Auto 3, which really kind of changed the way games are now, and they're becoming more so that you can go inside buildings and do this and this and all these things, and you have to you have to all these things to keep yourself alive. Yeah, it's they're just becoming so in depth. But the thing about the cinematic quality of them is, I think I mentioned this to you the other day, but the Resident Evil series, the last one, I know there's a new one coming out that's supposed to be fantastic. The last one, the fourth one, for a long time it was just out for the GameCube.
No, it's on PS2 now.
It is now.
Yeah, I got it for like $20 for my brother for his birthday.
And it was definitely superior on the GameCube. Definitely superior in the GameCube. It's got a faster processor and it's better.
The GameCube has a faster processor.
Oh, yeah. Than the PS2 had the weakest hardware out of the Xbox, GameCube, and that.
Oh.
It just had the most third-party titles.
Yeah.
Had the most third-party titles. Nintendo always had the best first-party titles. And they just were very inventive with everything. That's one of the reasons why the Wii is going to surpass all the other systems. And
it's
cheaper as well. It's also family-oriented, and they came up with a new interesting thing, which is your games with the motion, which PS3 tried to do as well, but it just kind of fell on their face so far.
Failure.
Resident Evil 4 is better and scarier than any zombie movie I think I've ever seen.
So that's what you mean by cinematic? Is
absolutely.
Just
it's visual on its own. And if they made a movie of it wouldn't be that good.
Yeah.
You know, you play this
game.
They're
going to pretty soon.
Yeah, you're
going to
play
the third one.
You're
going to
play it. Right, none of those actually follow any of the games. They're just all kind of things they made up. they're crap. It's just, they're absolutely frightening. The graphics are incredible. What you can do is incredible. It's a thrill just in a game that looks that good and has that much control that you can. Some guy's running up at you, and you can very carefully aim at his head and just blow his brains out. There's something in that that's like
viscerally
healing. And of course, politicians and lawmakers are always arguing about this. Is that cathartic? Is that something that causes people to, you know, want to enact violence in real life? Blah blah blah. I don't know. I just think that there's, you know, you watch movies for a certain reason. People who like zombie movies will watch those, so forth. I say it's more worthwhile for them to play a game like that because you get much more time out of it. You have to pay more, of course, but unless you rent it or something like that, but that's neither here nor there. The Metal Gear Solid games are basically, they're basically 20-hour cutscenes that you play every 20 minutes, kind of. You know, like the cutscenes are so long, and those stories are so intricate and complicated that they're almost laughable, but also you get so sucked into them and drawn in, and you're sneaking around, and it's all this conspiracy intrigue and puppet masters and who's playing who, and there's this secret organization who controls all the world governments.
Oh, wow.
Really, you know, cool stuff like that. I
know I would like some of this stuff, but I just don't have the patience, and I don't have the hand-eye coordination to really get into the point where I would enjoy them.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that if I did, they would be all-consuming. You know, it would be like, it's like you talk about it. It's like, you know what? I probably would like heroin, Zach, but I think I'm just going to not try any. I mean, I'll hear.
You're going to love it, man. You got to do it.
And I can understand, you know, how it's like. I can method act how the heroin.
And I'm not telling you to do it. You know, I think you have enough reason not to play video games. But for anyone who does, you know, they'll back me up on this stuff that the way these things are going.
Or they won't, and they can send their complaints to.
Yeah, to you.
To me.
And you can filter them. And I'll receive them and not care.
Fantastic.
You know.
The podcast always needs one person that seems like they do care and one person that seems like they don't.
And you're the one who cares?
Well, because I'm the one that like fronts it and edits
sure.
it. And then you're the one. You need the smart ass that shows up and doesn't care. He could, you know, we're lucky that you're here, basically.
Yeah, you are.
That's the best way.
Because right now, I could be playing Madden.